If you live on Oahu and do not shop in Chinatown, there's a chance you're paying too much and not getting the freshest fruits and vegetables. Martha Sanchez Romero is the chef owner of Mercado de la Raza, South American grocery store on Barataña Street. She shops in Chinatown every week to make salsas, tamales, and other items for the store. So we met at Hotel and Keikalike Street Mall right there in Chinatown around 10 in the morning. And there were people with bags and shopping carts, I'm telling you, bustling all around us.
Ah, my darling.
Hi, cilantro. Good morning.
Because
I said, if I don't pick it now, I'm going to be gone.
Let's look. What do you have? Oh, my God. It looks so
fresh. Cilantro. I always buy it from them.
Which one? Okay, so this is right near the entrance to the closed market on Cape
Dalton. And I'll show you where I buy the tomato.
Oh, okay.
This place where they are growers. The tomato I buy from them is better price than any place else.
How can you tell?
Oh, when I come in the morning, I take a walk. A lot of the vendors have the same thing. They tend to have the same price. You go a little bit further, they vary between 75 to 50 cents. Mm. So you always look for that. Like only place that sells like Asian fare.
Asian fare.
Yeah. They're the only way you're going to find them here. Nice.
Beautiful. Tell me how many. I know. This is Wing Chong at 133 North Hotel. I'm getting some of these pears too. How's your gao?
481. The gao didn't come in.
I know.
Big last night.
Thank you.
Enjoy your lunch.
No.
Jimmy's Produce and Filipino Store, 131 North Hotel. Here she goes. Hey.
Oh.
Is this your tomato connection?
Oh, it has the best papayas. Yeah, I buy my tomato. I buy it. By the case. Good morning, sister. Are you going
to
a visitor?
Here,
only tomato.
This is the mother load.
Yes, where I buy the local growers, so I buy the tomato from them.
On this island?
Yeah. And then they have the best price for apple bananas.
Oh, I'm kidding. What? How much is that?
Right here.
109.
Yeah.
See, like, right on.
You can pick them.
Okay, so.
And then the papayas are the sweetest papayas here.
And they're 89 cents a pound, people.
They're really, really sweet. You have any more papayas, sister? You cannot get the kafuku ones, you buy these ones. Where I carry my papayas, I have a little box. I have a little box. Because otherwise, against each other, they bruise.
Oh, they do, don't
they? Yeah, so they always get, always make sure I get up.
Wait, now, you just buy your bananas more ripe and just eat them right then?
No, every day. So these, they don't ripen as fast. The ones that tend to ripen fast is the regular
Williams.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the reason I buy these, because I know they will last me. Like, we have a banana every day. You share with my son.
And
thank
those
you.
Are good size too.
Yeah.
You know, how do you choose avocados? Where do you get
avocados? Well, I get avocados directly from Mexico.
What?
So I have the best avocados.
Oh my God.
And also I'm very strict about, I don't let people handle them because they bruise them. Because people, they feel the consistency. They think they're rocks. They just toss them. But this is Charwell.
Is that the kind of avocado
Charwell.
You like?
This is Mexican avocado grown in Kona.
They look great.
They're really good. They have this tiny seed and they're really, really fleshy.
Charwell's Mexican avocado grown in Kona.
Uh-huh.
I see you going for the more smooth-skinned ones,
no,
too.
Even
no,
even color. And even
just,
color.
You're just looking for color.
Yes, even color.
Okay, okay.
Even color. See? Even color. So all these avocados, they're gonna be ripe in a couple of days.
They do look good.
Look,
I just love to come to Chinatown.
Oh, I want to see the local orange. And they're because they have a belly button. The ones that are not local, they don't have and they're really sour. They have to have a belly button because they're seedless. See? So they're really sweet and juicy.
I know, they look terrible, right?
I know, a lot of people don't overlook them because they think, oh, the ugly oranges. No, those are the best.
Oh, look, local orange, 99 cents a pound over here, too.
You cannot, how can you go wrong? And they're really, really juicy and really, really good.
Mm.
Chicos.
Oh, what? Uh-huh. I've seen
now,
these.
These are overripe.
So oh, are those better?
No, they're green.
The same? Oh, what?
This is good. Feel it.
So it's a brown, very globular, round fruit with a semi-kiwi-ish exterior.
They think it's like kiwi, but it's not.
No. They're different, these two. So this is just the
green
version, and
this is
the
ripe.
Kind of a...
You want to try one?
Yeah. What?
I'm going to give you one firm one.
Okay. Gee, so it's this brown fruit with a really gnarly... Well, not that
they
gnarly.
Grow. We call it chico zapote in Mexico. They call it chico here. Filipinos grow it.
Really?
Mexico used to have commerce between Guerrero, Acapulco, Guerrero, and the Philippines. So a lot of the fruits were in exchange.
What is this?
Beetle nut.
Beetle nut.
This makes the best quesadilla.
She's saying that these oyster mushrooms that are here for $10.99 a pound make the best quesadillas. How do you make that?
You saute the mushroom with a little bit of garlic, onion, epazote.
What's that?
And epazote is an herb. Supposedly people mistakenly say, oh, you put epazote in your beans, you won't have gas, but it's not true. Epazote is used in the black beans and also a lot of dishes, Mexican dishes, because it's a good flavor, because black beans tend to be bland. So you put that herb, makes them good.
Epazote. And so you put a little of that with the mushrooms when you're sauteing them?
Yeah, a little bit of garlic and onion. Just regular corn tortilla. So in the raw side, you put the mushrooms, then you fold it over, and then you cook it, and then flip it twice.
That's definitely worth a try. Martha Romero is the chef and owner of Mercado de la Raza, South American grocer, on Baratania Street. She runs it with her son, Ronaldo. Chinatown stores open pretty much from 8 to 3 every day. On Sundays, they shut down a little bit, like early afternoon. You can get lucky with street parking or go to the lot on Baratania Street just past Nu'uanu. It's easy. That Chico, by the way, tasted like straight brown sugar. And oyster mushroom quesadilla, how's that sound? For tonight, Ma'o Farm sent me a recipe for an arugula gimlet. That and Latin Beat tonight should make for a good time putting dinner together.